it wasn't the best we played, but we knew we just had to stick in together, and we knew that we'd get a couple of chances, and thankfully Jimmy took his.
How difficult was it out there tonight? Because Sligo dropped deep and you created three or four chances, but you never really looked high energy. There was never really a flow.
No, well, again, suppose that's what every team coming here this year will try and do. Like, they'll try and sit in and ask us to break them down. And I think we had a couple of half chances in the first half without really putting them under too much pressure. And we come out in the second half, and look, I suppose maybe it was a tough game on Friday night as well, took a wee bit out of us. But we weren't just ourselves, so we're just delighted really in the end to get over the line and get the 3 points.
Your manager, John Caulfield, wrote in his pre-game notes that you haven't really clicked yet, and there's a lot of guys playing together that haven't played much together before, and that, you know, for the team that started, or only for the team that started against Pats, for example, last Friday night, started this time last year. So there is a certain amount of gelling still going on, I imagine.
That's it. Like, no different than any other team in the country. Like, there's a lot of new players in the squad, and obviously coming off the back of a great year last year, the club was looking to push on, and for one reason or another, I suppose it is only 2 months into the season. There's 10, 12 games played, so it will take a wee bit of time to get used to, and I'm sure there's a lot better football to come from us.
How have you adapted to life in Cork? Because I guess coming from Derry, you're used to being in a city, in a place where the focus is all on one team.
Yeah, well, I suppose, like, it's not that it's no big difference, but like in Derry, people would have stopped and asked you about it in the street as well, but down here it's obviously a bigger population, bigger crowds at the game, so it's kind of always twice that or triple that there, like the amount of focus on it. So obviously you're used to it a wee bit, but the magnitude of the club down here is a lot bigger.
Is there more pressure on you as an individual down here?
I wouldn't say as an individual there's more pressure on me. There's more pressure on the team to win matches, and I suppose then that trickles down and it puts more pressure on the players individually to go out and perform, but as a team. So at the end of the day, it's not really about me, it's about the team, and you always do what you can for the team.
And does John Dunleavy help you out, a fellow Donegal man? You know, does he act as translator? Is it, jokes aside, a good thing to have someone kind of from, I was going to say the locality, but from close enough to you down here as well?
Yeah, well, obviously, like, Johnny's been Johnny. Like, he gets on very well with everybody, and he always tries to integrate with the new boys and make them feel welcome, but everyone's the same. Like, there's nobody sitting in the corner on their own. Like, everybody's in amongst each other, and obviously it's a great group to be in, and yeah, I'm sure that'll push us on for success this year.
It's Bowes away on Friday night. What are you expecting from that?
Same as you get from Bowes every year. Like, they play reasonably well against us this year down here, and you know it's going to be a battle first and foremost, and it's up to us again to regroup as a team, and again, as I said, work hard, keep a clean sheet, and I'm sure we'll get chances to win the game.